You're listening to the Ben Uyama podcast, where we talk about personal growth for men, becoming godly men, and my personal favorite, mastering our sex drive. I'm also married, and my professional line of work has been consulting men with sexual addiction for many years now. So let's get started.
What's good, brother? I've had sex hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of times with one woman. That's right. I was a virgin until I wasn't. I was a virgin until I was married. And if you don't believe me, that's okay. I swear it on the graves of my children, if that's a thing, on the grave of my mother, that I abstained completely from sexual activity until I was married with my current wife of 13 years. We have 3 children, and if you are a virgin, this video is for you. There are generally 2 camps of people that are in your situation. Number one is that you find it very difficult to abstain. You are trying your best to save yourself from marriage because there is a value and a moral code that you believe in, and a man that you want to be, a husband that you want to be, and you want to offer yourself fully to one woman. And that is the path that you want and you have decided to be on. The second camp of people are individuals that feel, I am a piece of garbage and I am lesser than because I have never slept with a woman. I am still a virgin. What is wrong with me? So let me address the second camp first. Who told you that you're lesser than because you're a virgin? Who told you that your worth is determined by the amount of women that you have slept with? Think about it for a second. Where is it that you have been educated to this belief that you are some kind of loser because of your sexual abstinence? What influencer have you been listening to that has been telling you that if you are a real man, you will sleep with a bunch of women, and if you have not, then you have not? Here's the thing, guys. You are making this mean exactly what you're making it mean. You're making and putting meaning into something that does not have to have meaning. And when you sit there and tell me, I'm still a virgin, I will look at you and I will say, okay, and so what? Because think about it from this perspective. Most of human history is devoutly religious. Most of human history, most of population in the world even, is devoutly religious and are abstaining and have decided to abstain from sexual activity until marriage throughout all of history. It is actually considered normal behavior, and just in recent history, it's somehow considered loser behavior if you're still a virgin. You're making meaning out of it when it doesn't have to have meaning. And it's a complete, absolute fallacy that people believe that if you are this, then you can be successful in marriage and relationships, and if you are not, if you're still a virgin, you cannot be. Because it's putting the emphasis on the wrong thing. It's not what determines the quality of a man and the success of a man is not how many women he has slept with or not slept with, because that's focusing on the wrong thing. Because you're distracting yourself from really what does truly matter to be a successful person and man. How do we know this? It's evident because there are plenty of people that are hugely successful in our world that did abstain from sexual activity most of their lives until they were married. And there are people that slept around continuously until they found their wife. So just in the fact that there are multiple different occasions with different people having different experiences is evidence that you could be from any background, sexually speaking, in terms of your sexual history, and still make it in line. So it's not the single factor and common denominator that equates to being a successful man. That's not it. What is more important is, are you a man of integrity? Are you a man of value? And do you live up to those values? Do you look at yourself every day in the mirror and say, what can I do to grow, to be better? And ultimately, the quality of a man that will determine your success is, are you able to take full responsibility for your life and not self-victimize, but take responsibility and say, this is my responsibility and I can do it. And those are the men that succeed. So let's stop being distracted by the media, the flash news that's saying that, oh, if you're a virgin, you are lesser than, you're less worth it. Look at all these successful men that are sleeping around. It's all a media play to have you enslaved, to make you feel like a piece of garbage, so that you will consume more of that stuff, so that they will make a profit. That's what's going on. That's the system that we're in, all right? It doesn't have to mean anything, all right? I wasn't planning on saying this, guys. I am one of the most successful one percentile of individuals at my age, in terms of finance, in terms of career, in terms of relationships, my marriage, my children, my education, and I was a virgin until I wasn't, until I was married. So what does that say? It doesn't freaking matter. But there is something that does matter. There is something that seriously does matter that you need to consider then that deserves your attention. And that is, what do you want? What do you want with your life? What do you want with your relationship? What do you want to utilize your sexual drive and energy for? That is the question that needs your attention. Not, is it okay? Is it not okay to be a virgin? No. Forget it. What do you want? What I wanted. Nobody told me, dude, you got to get married young. 18 years old, I got married, by the way. 18 years old. Nobody said I had to. In fact, my parents were like, I don't think that's a good idea. Societally speaking, it's a terrible idea. What 18-year-old is actually ready for marriage? But I was like, you know what? I want this because it's what I believe I'm meant for. I'm meant for a relationship. I had my first child when I was 22 years old. 4 years into our relationship, we had our first child. Why? Because someone was like, oh, you need... No. From my own conscience, in my own heart, I was like, this is what I want. Is it hard? Yes. But that's what I want. That's the man that I sign up to be, and that's the responsibility that I want to take on, because that is what is required for me to learn responsibility, for me to learn how to protect the ones I love. And that is how men are born. It's through taking ownership and responsibility. It is not through counting how many bodies you have slept with. That is not how men are created. And it's an absolute fallacy and system that is keeping you feeling like a piece of garbage, because you are not that. You are exactly who you are, and that's it. So stop putting meaning to this. Ask yourself, what do you want, and go towards that. It is an unacceptable behavior to sit on your hands and say, oh, I would love to find a wife. I would love it to have this intimate, sexual, spiritual, intimate relationship. But I can't, because I'm this, because I can't, because whatever. Are you taking action towards what you want, or are you not? That is the question that matters. Are you every day going in that direction? Week by week, month by month, are you taking action and seeing progress? If not, then yes, you are lesser than. Then you are not taking responsibility for your life, and you are self-victimizing because you're saying it's someone else's fault and not yours. It is your responsibility to do this. Your life is yours. I love you. The second camp of people that are like, I really would like to be in a relationship, but I have something that I'm focused on, that I'm devoted to, finding a wife. This is the camp that I was in as a young man. All I can say to you is that God bless you. I commend you. You are swimming against the tide. You are living against the grain of what society is saying is normal, and you are going to dominate life, and you're going to be happier and more fulfilled than anyone on planet Earth. Because no one in history has had the amount of temptation that you have. No one. Think about it. The easy accessibility to porn, the easy accessibility to escapism, to everything on that the internet has to offer, has never been accessible throughout all of history. But you are deciding to say no to all that. At the end of the day, you are going to become the diamond that no one in history has had the opportunity to be, because of your decision. Because you said, I want this, and that's what I want. Why? Because it's what I want. And that's the end of the story. However, if you are going to sit on your hands and say, I can't, I have to finish school, I have to get a career, and you're going to complain and self-victimize and say, I would really like to be in a sexual intimate relationship, but I can't, you got to get your act together. There is no reason you can't. Why is it that you can't find a wife? Now, today, why not? Why not? Tell me. Oh, I'm too young? Maybe. If you're at least 18 years old, guys, again, factual story, I was married at 18 years old, still married happily today. If you're at least 18 years old, there is no reason that you cannot go in the direction of finding a wife. I'm not saying that you should go tomorrow and go in Tinder and find the first woman you can grab onto. That's not what I'm saying, my friend. What I'm saying is that there is no reason that you cannot start the process of finding a spouse. There is no reason that you have to continually feel defeated, sit on your hands, and say that I can't because I have a porn addiction. I can't because I'm not charismatic. I can't because I'm too shy. I can't because I don't make enough money. No. You may be clear about what you want and take actions towards that North Star of yours. And that is how you will dominate. and I will not accept anything less than that. You should not accept the intolerable existence of just living a mediocre life where you continue to be self-defeated and say you can't. You can. You absolutely can. 100% you can. And once you start getting that snowball rolling today, not tomorrow, you start today and say, what do I want? I'm going to take action today. And it can be as simple as reaching out to someone to have a conversation, to find a wife, going to your local pastor or your parent and saying, hey, I'd like to be in a relationship. Do you know anyone? And find somebody that shares your values. Find somebody that has also saved themselves for marriage, for you. Those people are out there. And to say that of the billions of people around the world that there's no one for you is absolute arrogance and ignorance. Guys, there is no reason that you can't. You absolutely can. I know that this message has been hard love, and I'm saying this because I have experienced it myself. I talk every day with men that are battling porn addiction, who are confused about their sexual addiction and their enslavement to their sex drive and their habits. And so I know without question that most of you are living a life with your hands tied behind your back out of your own choice, because you are not clear about what you want and you are not taking action to going there. All the reasons that you say, I can't do it yet, I need to wait, don't need to wait. Take action. Go towards it. Again, not saying you need to find someone tomorrow, jump in cold feet, but you've got to take action. And that is how victories are won, is through courage and fearlessness. When you look at fear in the eyes, courageously, bravely, you stand on that mountain and say, I'm afraid, yes, I don't give a damn. I'm going to do it anyways, because it's what I want and it's what is needed to happen. That is being a courageous man. The people that battle in the front line in wars are courageous not because of who they are, because of the actions they take. Batman said it best. Batman Begins. It's not who I am underneath. It's what I do that defines me. It's not who I am underneath, but what I do that defines me. I love you with all my heart. You are loved more than you know. I'll see you in the next video.
Hey, if you guys are getting a lot from this podcast, you will probably like my totally free 30-day program. It's at benuyama.com. It's been really helpful for a lot of people. I decided to just give it out for free to you guys to be as helpful to as many people as possible. And I just want people to feel loved and to feel God and to transform people's lives. So that program is free for you guys for 30 days. Go to benuyama.com and you will probably really, really benefit from it. So, all right, back to the show.